and welcome to Fun Friday.
Welcome to our bizarre meet and greet.
Yes, we are John Burdick.
I'm Jan Williams.
And we are here to tell you what's fun to do this weekend here in Park City. And yes, you can thank the Fun Friday crew because you will be singing Yahoo Torre the rest of the day. Yahoo Torre! I love that song.
Either make it stop or you're doomed for the rest of the day with the Who's.
Yes, the
But
Who's.
It all comes together and you'll see how it all works.
It all is... We have seamless transitions here on Fun Friday. So Fun Friday, the place for you to find out what's going on in town. We've got a couple of guests coming in today. We have the Silly Silly Ladies coming in today. I believe Ryan and Mac will be here to talk about their How Bizarre Holiday Silly Bazaar, which is going on tomorrow,
like
right?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday, Mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, happy birthday. How exciting. From 10 to 5 Saturday and Sunday, and they'll give us all the details.
Cool.
And then you're going to want to plan your Christmas dinner now, aren't you?
Yes, I do. I am already plotting the feast.
Did you already send out invitations?
I did. The restaurant will be open, and
okay.
I will be there.
There you go. Well, if you're having dinner and you send out invitations, you might need some help on the famous dinner.
Yes.
So
the roast beast.
The roast beast. From We're all
the,
who.
The who.
Who and Grinchy today.
Yes. So we will have Mr. Charles Chuck Lamb coming in, I believe, talking about what to do with your roast beast.
Fabulous.
Later in the show. I've also found some of our brilliant stupid criminals for the end of the show. We've got four because I couldn't choose from them.
Oh, bonus.
Bonus.
So that's like the baker's dozen.
It is.
It's an extra one.
What is it? Frigga triskaidectaphobia.
Yes, that is the fear of Friday the 13th. And since we have 12 cookie days until Christmas.
Yes.
I thought maybe there would be the fear of cookies.
I think we got three this year, did we not? Three or four Friday the 13th. This is like the most, you know, in a while of number of times that Friday has hit with the 13th
Friday the 13th.
Number.
I think it's four.
But for those lucky people out there, it could be lucky for the 400 mega millionaires that went out and bought a ticket.
$400 million. $400
million.
I'm in on that action. Why not? It's $2. So what?
So
I would blow $2 on something silly like candy canes.
Lefty went out and got you a ticket in Chicago.
There you go.
Nice.
Go buy some tickets. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Okay, so we got 12 cookie days until Christmas.
Yes.
Today we feature the
snickerdoodle. Riding on the coattails of the sugar cookie.
See, I liked it just because of its name. And then I was all sad. It has nothing to do with a Snickers bar at all.
No.
It's not Snickers doodle.
There's actually no chocolate in the snickerdoodle.
No.
I have to say, of the named cookies, snickerdoodle just sounds fun. It sounds
it
sounds as though I am okay having these calories because it's a snickerdoodle.
It's a snickerdoodle. It's happy. It's German.
It's German?
And pardon my German, but the phonetic spelling, no.
Okay.
Nein, no. Schneckennoodle.
Schneckennoodle?
Which is snail-shaped.
That's what it means?
Mm-hmm.
So this is getting even worse. Besides riding on the coattails of the sugar cookie with just a little bit of cinnamon added, I believe is the recipe, they are named after a snail?
Yeah, I guess they started out to be
very,
snail-shaped.
Very small. And they were slow. They took a long time to eat.
Long time to bake. Oh, and to eat. You can't eat a cookie slow. There's no such thing as a slow cookie.
Okay.
So long time to bake.
Long time to bake.
Yeah, that's the snail part. That's the German part of it.
The Germans actually brought the cookie cutter. See, Fun Friday, we find out all sorts of facts of useless information that you can enjoy for the rest of the day. And I found out that the Germans, the Dutch and the Germans brought the cookie cutter to America.
See, I didn't know that.
The metal cookie.
They didn't like the snail shape. It's like, what can we do with a snail-shaped cookie? Nobody's going to eat that. We better give it a funky good name.
Yes.
Let's call it Snickerdoodle.
Because
you can't call it Snail Doodle. Nobody will eat it.
Cookie history.
Uh-huh.
What else we got
it's
about that?
It's fascinating, isn't it?
When was it invented?
1889.
Ish.
Well, it's at least 1889.
Ish.
And it's the cinnamon that separates them from the sugar cookie.
I'm telling you, riding the coattails.
Yeah,
you
cinnamon.
Have a good idea, you tweak it with one ingredient, and you're a 400 million mega cookie millionaire.
You could do a little investigation when you win the money.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey, also, we're continuing with the Fun Friday Fritas Black Friday Shopping Frenzy Great Grab Bag Gift Giveaway.
Yep.
So we still have gifts to give away.
Let's give one away.
Right now, you can call in 435-655-8255.
You can
Chardonnay
call in from
Zinfandel,
anywhere.
Yours from last week is still here.
Yes.
Stop by the studio at some point to pick that up.
Stop by.
Or we'll re-gift.
You can call from anywhere, 655-8255. Oh, re-gifting a prize.
Reprising. And now, what's your favorite cookie? That's going to be the question. So it's a mystery cookie question that you have to answer. And
to win 435.
So you can call during the show. We have three grab bag gifts to give away. And we're going to do it in true grab bag fashion. And you can just reach into the
Frida
bag.
Reach into the box and get it?
Yes, and reach in and get it.
Oh,
we have a caller.
Exciting. Let's get one.
All right. Welcome to Fun Friday. You're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, it's Rhea, and I actually heard your show, and I'm calling in to win my prize.
Yes,
are a winner.
what is your favorite cookie?
My favorite cookie is chocolate mint, but I'm not sure if that's the one you're advertising.
No,
I can take the slow cookie if you want.
The snail cookie, otherwise known as the snickerdoodle? That is the cookie of the week. There are only 12 cookie days left till Christmas.
Great. You have got a grab bag prize.
And you answered the question correctly. So
very cool.
It is incredibly hard for you to win prizes here on Fun Friday.
Thanks, Rhea, the little elf.
You made it through the week, so we're happy to do fun things for you. Thanks for being a fan. Do you know where the KPCW studios are?
Yes.
I absolutely do.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, we'll see you, and you get to reach into the Frida's grab bag.
Good to hear
gifts.
From you. Ethel will have this for you. We'll have it out front. You can grab a present from the box.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, another
happy
fun.
Holidays.
Oh, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Try to use who as much as possible.
Oh,
today.
Okay, who is our first guest?
Who is our first guest? I believe the Silly Ladies will be our first guest.
They will be the first guest. All right, so I got that name. It's written down. We are going to thank an underwriter. Hey, thanks, underwriter.
And we will be right back with some silliness. Stay tuned.
Foothill Oriental Rugs has been an underwriter on KPCW for over 20 years. I'm Jim Weber, owner, rug buyer, and Park City resident. As a direct importer since 1985, from traditional to contemporary to tribal, Foothill Oriental Rugs is Utah's complete rug source. Foothill Oriental Rugs is located 2 miles north of the mouth of the canyon in Salt Lake City at 1460 Foothill Drive.
This is Doug Wells, and next on Mound Money, the IRS. We'll talk with the tax man, Bill Brunson, about moves you may want to make before year's end.
And this is Larry Warren. We'll also talk with a new old business as Park City Sports adds a new Main Street location.
There's always something you can take to the bank on Mound Money, Monday at 9 after NPR News.
Sponsored by Park City Realty Group, Mountain West Bank, Iron Mountain Group, and the Park City Chamber.
Okay, there we have it.
And the fun just keeps on coming.
Who likes cookies?
Snickerdoodles.
There you go, snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodles, thanks to our German friends.
We tested them.
Okay, before we get to our guest, let's go to the phone. Who's on the phone?
Abby.
Abby?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Did you pick up your present from last week?
I did.
What'd you
get? Awesome. What'd you get?
It was a Hello Kitty chia pet.
No.
Hello Kitty chia pet.
Yes. Have you started it?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
Okay. All right. Well, keep us posted on
that.
Yeah, keep
and maybe get pictures of the chia pet as it grows, because it is easy to grow right there in the kitchen.
It says so right on the box.
It says so on the box.
Okay.
Yahoo Tore. What's your favorite cookie, Abby?
I like the snickerdoodle.
You are a fan of the snickerdoodle. That is the featured cookie of the week. So enjoy some snickerdoodles. We have snickerdoodles here in the cookie green
Let's
room.
Let's bag some up for.
Okay.
Okay.
Want some cookies? We'll have a snickerdoodle here at the studio for you, Abby.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks.
All right. Well.
Thanks. Fun Friday. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Woo-hoo.
Awesome.
Yes. How many times can you say who today in the show?
Yes.
So, who is with us today?
Ryan, do you want to introduce yourself to the Fun Friday audience?
Yes. Ryan Cray with Park Silly Sunday Market, and we're doing the Silly Holiday Bazaar.
And you brought an elf helper with you?
Yes.
Michelle McDonald.
Hey, Michelle. How are you doing?
We're great.
Awesome. You guys look very festive. I would like to, for those of you out there, we're going to get a picture. And it'll be up on Facebook, so friend us on Facebook. It's KPCW Fun Friday Facebook page. And the girls have knitted their own Christmas hats.
I wish I was this talented.
It looks like they're wearing two Christmas trees on their hats.
It's a knit hat, but it's a Christmas tree.
It is gorgeous.
Really?
I have
sparkles
to say.
Sparkles and snow around.
There's
the
sparkles.
Bottom.
Anything with sparkly yarn is a fan there.
Custom made for us by a lovely lady in Salt Lake.
Yes. Awesome. Can I purchase those things at your holiday bazaar?
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to want one of these. Definitely.
And
I'm sure
you know,
somebody in the lobby will come in and take a picture for us, so don't go away. I don't have the capabilities of taking a picture, and I can't do an artist rendering because that would be sad.
It would take us a few hours to sketch that out.
Stick men with Christmas tree hats.
Yes. I like it.
That's silly.
Okay, so you silly, bizarre holiday people, it's tomorrow.
Yes,
what
Saturday,
are you doing here?
Sunday.
Have you got time?
Oh, well, we're good.
No.
No,
I don't know. No, we
you
always have time for you.
Yes, yeah,
so I would say thank you for taking time from your crazy day that this starts tomorrow. So I appreciate that you stopped in, especially
yes
with those hats.
Tomorrow at the Yarrow.
Yeah, new location, the Yarrow, 10 to 5, Saturday, Sunday.
Awesome.
Free?
Free.
And Santa all day, both days, for photos.
Yes.
All day.
Photo shoot with
photo
Santa.
10 to 5, both days.
Will you be loaning out your hats for people that didn't come equipped with
that? Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know what? Maybe you want to charge a buck.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it towards the Holiday Bazaar Fund.
Yes, a little donation. For a dollar, you can borrow the hat and take the picture. Great.
Definitely.
Well, we were suddenly seeking Santa, so now we know where to find him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we've had him locked down for the bazaar for
quite a while. You don't ever want to mention lockdown and Santa in the same sentence. Just throwing that out
children
there.
I've made that.
It's okay. They're in school.
Yeah.
They should be in school. It is 9:18. They're in school.
Now, the parents let them out for Fun Friday. You know, we write notes all the time.
It's very educational.
Oh, it's in the hallways. They just turn the big speakers on, and it runs to the hallways.
These facts are for life, really. These fun facts, they're for life.
All right, so it's 10 to 5. Both days?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, both
and
days.
There's over 100 unique vendors. Are these the same ones from the summer? Or does it kind of vary?
It's about half and half.
Okay.
You'll see a lot of the people you know and love from Sundays in the summertime. But we have, over 40 people we've
just
never had
in
at the market before.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting.
Okay, so that's all fresh and exciting. Because you know somebody hasn't gone Christmas shopping yet.
Okay.
Oh,
well, neither have we. So we're going to be working while we do it.
Yeah, I had mom's birthday to go shop for first.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I get that out of the way. And
okay,
then
a little Christmas present.
And then the girls are coming
Snickerdoodles
out.
Snickerdoodles don't count as a birthday present.
Okay. You obviously are not the son that I am.
We ate your mom's birthday. It was really good.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
Good. So you'll both be there doing your
Christmas
shopping.
Oh, I will be
Christmas
there. I can roll out of my house to the Yarrow. So.
Okay. And the restaurant's open and the bar is open.
Excellent.
While we're there.
Oh,
yeah.
So the restaurant at the hotel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And their little bar.
Yep.
And that'll be open too.
Walk around with a drink,
okay.
Shop.
All right. Well, it was neat when it was at the school. And I will say, cause she had two different sections. And you go, wow, this is great. And you walk around and they go, but wait, there's more.
Yes.
And then you go to the other section and you go, wow, it's great. But so now you just got everybody in one big space.
Well, it's going to be like that still.
Yes. You're going everywhere, huh?
We are taking over the hotel. The Yarrow has very graciously removed most of their furniture for this event.
Don't take that
personally. Don't try to take the furniture that's just sitting out back as possible gifts.
Yeah. If you go into the sales office right now, it's stacked to the ceiling with all their common area furniture.
Speaking of lockdown.
We're in the ballroom, that really nice reception tent they have in the center courtyard that's all heated.
Okay.
Set up for a wedding last week. All the little breakout rooms, all the hallways. The
you
lobby
have taken over.
The old ski definitely shop that used to be up the stairs above
right
the desk.
Now it's
everywhere.
You.
It's
yep
silly.
Maybe in the parking lot.
I don't know what kind of Santa's hanging out in the parking lot.
No, Santa's spot is reserved.
It's prime.
Right near prime
the fire.
Yeah, we're going to heat him up
tree
in his suit.
Okay, so now you know that wearing that Santa suit already gives you like 40 extra degrees.
Santa
and then you're
going to
put him next to the
to
fire.
Drop a couple pounds before the holidays. So
get him a fan.
We're going to
give him a fan.
Yeah.
Just so some fun person behind him going, yeah. Yes, Santa!
The elves will be fanning.
Yeah. Hi, I'm a fan, Santa. But they told me there'd be some kind of movement of air.
Cole.
Ho, ho, ho.
Cole.
Oh, no. Excellent. So the Silly Bazaar, you did this. How many years have you been doing this?
This is the third one.
Nice. So you got it down now, right?
Oh, definitely.
All right.
Oh, plenty of parking there, too.
Yeah, yes. On the bus route.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Take the bus.
Yeah.
Because
you
want to take the bus with your large purchases. I want to see that.
When
on
somebody
the bus.
Buys a lamp shed from Mark with bone lamp,
there you
the
go.
Big elk
yes.
sheds.
You could probably
they're
hook that on the
take
front
that
where
on
the bike
bus.
Rack is. You know, take advantage
there's
of it.
I'd like to see
picture.
The bus driver that you just really sold under the bus by having him stop to put the bike rack down for a shed.
Yeah. For a lamp.
I don't think that that's legal in the Park City Transit system, but I could
it
be wrong.
It'll make a good picture.
It would make a good picture.
We'll let the bus driver wear the tree hat.
There you go.
That's gonna make it all. That's gonna make
That'll
it
make
all.
Make it all
for
okay.
Them.
All comes around.
So all sorts of stuff is. I mean, there's just trinkets and
food?
Christmassy stuff. There's little.
Are there bakers?
Gourmet foods.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of the gourmet food folks. Volker, Red Bicycle, Pop Art's coming up.
What's Pop Art?
Pop Art. They're the popcorn
the
folks
pop-
from Salt Lake.
I was thinking, okay.
Oh, you have to have it if you have
some kind of Mentos soda venture, Pop Art.
Oh, Pop Art. Yes. I have the Kimball on my list, but it's not on there.
No.
So, no. Okay. All right.
Yeah, and then
so we'll be there.
Jewelers and artists and
everything
whole,
you need for
the whole
Christmas.
Gamut, yep.
And it'll get you in the mood and you can...
Elk sheds.
So you can make your list, check it twice, and then show up tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elk sheds. Is that where I keep my elk when I'm looking to hold on to an elk shed? What is an elk shed?
It's antlers that were shed naturally.
Oh.
Elk.
So that they actually.
Find
so
the
it's not
antler.
A, like a, it's not a big.
It's not a room.
It's not a room.
No. It's not,
it's not like
a
I'm getting
tough shed.
I'm thinking an elk shed. Okay.
You're not
I don't
go
really
put
have
your
a place
lawnmower
to keep my
in
elk.
It later.
Hey, dogs aren't the only one that can have a house.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little early for me, only halfway through my cup of coffee. I am not the smartest man. All right. Well, this sounds bizarre and
I
fun.
Think it's fun.
It's sweaty
not
Santa.
As bizarre.
Sweaty Santa.
You really know how to sell it.
No, I swear.
Okay,
we promise it's going to be a fun family.
It's going to be a hoot. See, I got
well
who in
done.
There. Thank you.
Oh, my. It actually will be fabulous.
Oh, my
all
God.
The vendors are gone.
Yes.
Really, it'll be good. Really, it's going to be fun.
Yes,
it'll be fun.
No, any it's going to be great.
I won't. Yes. Yeah. I will not distract from people yeah. going
no.
out and
no,
enjoying
no. You got to go. And if you, and I would think if you'd find something, you'd want to get it right away. Don't wait and go back the next day.
No.
Just make up your mind and
yes.
just grab it.
Definitely. Yeah. It's,
okay.
These guys are working for the holiday season.
It's tough.
So
it's a
they
tough
don't.
Gig. So go support the vendors for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We've got some fun Friday facts for you.
Okay.
And they are cookie related. Do you know how many cookies you were going to eat in your lifetime?
Whoa.
35,000 cookies, most likely,
what?
In a lifetime.
Yeah. That's the average.
That's 35, the average.
35,000 cookies.
What is the number one selling cookie since there's two of you? What is the top 10
a brand?
Cookies? No, no. The actual cookie.
Oreo
is number one.
Oh. Yeah.
Well done. Exit through the cookie door.
We have a dunker in the house.
We have
sure.
a dunker.
Yes.
I just like
$550 million annually sold in the Oreo alone.
I can't imagine.
Holy.
$550
million annually. It's the biggest cookie
We're
seller.
We're going to have to get them on as a guest in We're, January. The Oreo cookie people.
Oh, yeah.
We will. Yeah,
that
we've got that
cool.
kind of pull.
Yeah,
they're probably here for Sundance.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge
sponsor.
Documentary
yeah.
about the making of the Oreo.
No, the eating of the Oreo.
No, the movie's going to be Suddenly Seeking Santa.
Stay tuned. We will put the movie up
Sweaty
on
Santa.
Facebook once we shoot it.
That'll be the cartoon version.
Girls, thank you so much for stopping by. Have a holiday bizarre day this weekend. And I hope
you.
To see you because I definitely need to do some shopping.
Oh,
well, you can find us with the tree hats.
I'm yes. liking the tree hats.
Somebody's got to take a picture.
Yes, we will.
Thank you.
A.K.A. Ethel, can you come in here and take a picture?
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Kelly from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake, and both offer complete design services. We're on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
Hello, this is Jennifer Kimball with the Zermatt and Homestead Resorts in Midway, proud supporters of KPCW. We are available for group or holiday gatherings, including group activities and gourmet seasonal foods. 866-937-6288, homesteadresort.com or zermattresort.com.
Oh, there's a whole lot going on. We're going to take some pictures. It'll be great. We'll post it on Facebook. You, too, can be a Fun Friday fanster, and you can find out first what's going on. You want me to do this and chit-chat and tell everybody what's going on in the world? So while I've got holidays in historic Park City, all of the information, this is multitasking, all of the information we have can be found online at kpcw.org. There's a whole list of calendar of events and PSAs, so check it out. We will start with the Utah Symphony. They present a holiday swing concert on the 15th. That's at 7:30 at the Eccles Center. So you know how to get tickets there. Get ready to jingle with the Utah Symphony. As it's pops, it'll be fun. It's holiday swing, and I think it'll be great in partnership with the Park City School District. So you know how to get a hold of them, 801-533-6683. So there's the Utah Symphony Holiday Swing Concert.
From the Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
That's all ours. That's We've all, got the exclusive rights ours. On Whoville and Company for today. Excellent. At least I stole it. So so you got a lot of... friends and family in town, I'm sure.
This is coming to town.
Yep. So
the girls will be here. I'm excited. I'm actually really excited. I haven't spent Christmas with my mom and my sister and probably since I moved to Utah, I think. Like they usually come if they do come out during the holidays after the holidays.
So you gotta take some pictures.
I have to get a tree.
I know where they're on sale. We'll chit-chat.
Okay, cool.
There's free guided tours at the Kimball Art Center. And that is the 14th through the 21st, and it's from 2:30 to 3. And in place of Art Talk this month, they'll be offering free guided tours of the main gallery exhibit, and that's Park City Collects. So you'll want to go check that out, too. And they've got Spiral Bound. Now, this one I'm curious about. Adam Greener, and it's called Spiral Bound. The admission is free. Who doesn't like that?
That's at the Kimball, right?
Yeah, it's at the Kimball. Large-scale loose leaves. You know the notebooks from when you were a kid in grade school? You know, like when you have your Flying Nun lunchbox in third grade, and you got your spiral notebook in the other?
Okay.
I had the Flying Nun lunchbox.
I did not. I had the I had some kind of... like the dog, what was the dog one? It was the dog superhero.
Dog superhero?
Yeah.
I don't know that one. I had Flying Nun, and then second grade I think was Peanuts, Charlie Brown. But third grade, Flying Nun.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I can't remember.
Sally, feel call me. We'll talk.
Okay.
Okay. So, anyway, it's Spiral Bound, and it's quirky enough, this whole notebook thing, that I've got to go see it. So I can't even give you more details other than I have piqued your
go
curiosity.
Go see it. That's the beauty of the
it's
Art Center.
It's at the Kimball. I like it. And when was the last time you were there at the Kimball?
I've been there, actually. I stop in that coffee shop, and then I try to pop in,
you
see what they got
around?
Going on. Yeah.
Have you seen this?
I have not
I'm
yet.
Going.
I'm going.
Today might be a good day.
Good day to go.
We're out of the dates.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. December 9th to the 30th.
So that's all month long.
Yep.
Ooh, I'm sorry. We forgot about our grab bag gift caller. Call right back and we'll get you your grab bag gift, unless you're still on the air.
Yeah. 435-655-8255.
The Fun Friday Frida's Black Friday Shopping Frenzy Great Grab Bag Gift Giveaway.
Fat part duh.
Pat duh.
Because it's the second one.
I'm so sorry. We were with the Bazaar Girls and we totally spaced the fact that you
didn't space
there.
It out. We've just got so much going on. There's so much silly fun going on. There is the Heber Valley Railroad. So the grandparents, the parents, and the kids, I'm telling you, the Pole Express
the whole
Christmas Eve train.
And there's cookies on that train. And, you know, but since there's only 12 cookie days left till Christmas, and you have to get on your 35,000 cookie consumption, this is the place to do it.
So we thought we'd create the cookie counter, and you click every time you eat one.
Yes.
So
and we came up with maybe the cookie advent calendar, but I was thinking that if it was with those little doors that you open up, the cookies would probably be stale.
The actual cookies would be in there?
Yes.
Not if you wrapped them in a Ziploc. So I think if you wrapped them in a Ziploc, you'd be okay. So
all right. We have our next grab bag gift giveaway winner. What is your name?
It's Mom, and you don't have. I don't have to be a grab bag gift giver. I'm glad I wasn't because you cut me off.
Okay, Mom. Happy birthday a couple days early.
What I can tell you is you do not have to go shopping for my birthday, but I do would like for my birthday you to bake those snickerdoodles for me so I can try them.
You're going to try the snickerdoodles. Okay.
You got to bake them.
I've still got a piece of the cake bread pie for you to try.
Nice.
So.
Oh, that's right. That's
you will enjoy the cake bread pie. I promise you will enjoy this lovely thing. It even has its own song.
And it's holding up pretty well, I have to say.
So my birthday presents will be your baking ability.
I will also get you a present, Mom. So.
All righty.
There's no getting around it. You're getting a gift.
There you go. I love you, Mom. Have a great birthday. I'm sorry I'm not there to celebrate.
Probably won the tree to God already.
Yeah, the tree. I think as soon as the first thing, first order of shopping, Mom, is that we get to go pick out a tree. And in true dad fashion, we're getting it like 2 days before Christmas.
Yes.
that's scheduled at our house regularly. Right?
There you go. That was on purpose.
All right. I'll see you soon.
I have to tell you that's on my wish list. All
okay.
Right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
See you next week. See you next Friday.
Am I picking you up?
Do you need a ride from here?
Never mind. We'll talk. Bye. I think I have to pick her up.
Yeah, I think so. A little, yeah. Wait, make a note. Go to airport. Okay. I'm sure we can remind
you. She comes in right after the show, so it'll be perfect.
Oh, okay. It'll be great.
Next Friday.
So the North Pole Express train at Heber is a great family thing.
And there's cookies.
And
Santa.
Yeah.
And the night
Christmas
train.
Christmas songs.
You actually, you get to, there's a little caroling action. This will get you in the mood. And the kids, I guess, year after year, love going back and checking out Santa on the train.
Yeah, so check that out.
But call them. They're going to run out of tickets.
HeberValleyRR.org.
RR.
Check it out. I mean, we've chatted about it last week. We'll chat about it this week. It's just that North Pole
And you get
fun
to,
thing.
I mean, and you're on the train, and that canyon ride is amazing.
With the snow?
Yep.
And if you take that, I don't know how early they are, 11 o'clock.
But they can go to the website to find out.
Yeah, it's the earliest one now. Well, is it? Well, if you go during the week, it's 11 a.m. So there's different days and there's different times, and it's a 90-minute round trip. So you get the trip and Santa and the whole experience. I think that's fun.
I think it is awesome. If you want the grab bag gift giveaway, we are going to get to our next guest in just a minute. But you can call us at 435-655-8255. We have two more gifts from Frida's Fun Friday, Black Friday Shopping Frenzy to give away.
Has she recovered from that?
I haven't heard from her since. She has. Credit card bill has also come through pretty well.
Oh, it has. We've seen the bill. We have not seen Frida.
Frida's gone, but okay. I got my credit card back.
Oh, nice that you did get that card back. So you go to the Silly Holiday Bazaar and you buy a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
Then you go to the 12 Days of Gift Wrapping to benefit Habitat for Humanity. And it's donations, suggested donations, depends on the size of the package. There's a whole insane schedule here. You can go to kpcw.org. to check it out, and they're at the it's the Walmart Supercenter at Kimball Junction
out there.
That's
I think
they're
in a little in a little trailer.
There's
outside
a little trailer. You can get your stuff wrapped. You make a donation. And
yes, last year I went over there.
Did you do that?
Yeah, my friend Missy was in there, and they have like this heater, and it's like this this like flame heater, and I'm like, you probably want to move that away from the gift wrapping part because that is paper. She just laughed at me.
Yes. Well, they can. It's a benefit.
Uh-huh.
So it benefits. But you get a fabulously wrapped
box. Speaking of fabulous, fun people, welcome to Fun Friday. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Peter Hartman. How are you?
Hey, Peter. How's it going? Are you up for a grab bag
time.
Gift?
So, Peter, the former KPCW volunteer DJ, Peter?
Yeah, that would be me.
That would be the one. I recognize the voice. How are you?
I am fine. And yourself?
Oh, fabulous. It's Friday.
It's fun.
You know, there is a way to have your snickerdoodle and your chocolate as well.
Do tell.
You figured out a way to do it?
I recently concocted a chocolate snickerdoodle with ancho chili powder in it as well.
Yeah, I've heard this. This is like the cool chef thing to do is to put a little bit of spice in your chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a new thing. It's been the deal for a while. But yeah, a little hunch of chili powder and some cocoa powder in your mix. It's the bomb
with the snickerdoodle. Do you have a name for it?
No, maybe we can look that out.
We will have somebody from Fun Friday actually name the cookie.
It could be the Peter Doodle.
The Peter Doodle. Right now we're going with Peter Doodle.
Yes.
It's a work in progress.
That's right.
Not really sold on the name yet.
No, that's right. We'll work on it.
That's very good.
There's
I'm
a whole
sure
team.
There's a team right now, a crack team of elves working on this as we speak.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Well, thanks for calling in, and stop by the studio for your grab bag gift.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I will do so.
You got to have a prize.
You
thanks,
came up
Peter.
With a cookie, so there you go.
You win a prize.
All right.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
thank you.
Unfortunately, the test stats were consumed ravenously.
Ravenously. Okay. Ravenous doodles. Work
by
on
all
it.
Of the house, the resident beasts.
Awesome.
Choco, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, you too as well. Thanks.
Bye. Oh, fun. Yep. Days gone by. Peter was on the air as a DJ.
All right.
Okay, so who's in the studio next? I wonder. We have a clue.
We have a clue. Here
we
it is.
We have a clue as to who is in
here.
The studio.
Listen to this.
He slunk to the icebox. He took the who's feast. He took the who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out the icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of who hash.
Took okay. The last can of who hash.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's our clue for who is in the studio.
Welcome, Charles Chuck. Lamb, what would you prefer to be called?
Everyone calls me Chuckles.
Okay, then okay. Chuckles is in the studio with us today. Chuckles, you are the roast beast expert that we have brought in for our Fun Friday fansters to find out how to cook their roast beast. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your butchering.
Well, I'm overly qualified to be in here today, I just must say, to cook, tell everyone how to cook their roast beast.
Nice.
The most important thing to remember when cooking your holiday roast beast is to stay one cocktail ahead of your
ahead of the meat.
Of the meat. And no matter what, make sure your guests are absolutely cocktailed to the max so that tomorrow they won't really remember what the roast tastes like.
And
so.
Everything will be fabulous.
Everything will be great.
It sounds like my kind of cooking.
I think I like that. Now, see, I should get in the kitchen more often. I have one. Let's use it.
I've actually been dabbling. Not just walked by it a couple times.
I went in the kitchen.
Yes.
I'm scrambling eggs. I'm making toast.
You crazy.
I've got
you go.
It going
there
on.
You go.
Zany, I know.
That's wacky. Do you have all four burgers? Burners going?
Oh, you know, I did once, kind of surprised myself because nothing burned and all four were going.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't remember what
better.
It was, so that was pretty good. And then there's the garbage disposal, but there is, I did see this, I like a pork roast.
Yes.
But how do you not dry it out? Am I overcooking or is it too hot?
Well, that's the key. You have to start out hot and then lower that temperature a little bit.
Aha!
And some people even take the roast out for a little bit and let it cool down to room temperature and then put it back in the oven so the juices kind of coagulate inside the muscle meat. So
now, is that true for just kind of just a roast?
Any kind of
any
roast,
kind of
yeah.
Roast?
You want to let rest for a little while, like take it out halfway through the cooking process. And
let it sit there until it gets room temperature?
Yeah, maybe take
it
out,
in?
Talk to it, play it some Christmas carols.
Oh, yeah.
You know, have an eggnog with some whiskey and then put it back in and it'll be.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. See?
Nice.
I told you.
See, you're
overly
much smarter.
Qualified.
There you go. So I think
I've had many
drying
roast beasts in my day.
Well, we did have the gravy people to kind of help me along for Thanksgiving. Because
nice.
If it's, you know, you can cover anything with gravy and it's good.
Absolutely.
So this kind of will maybe sidestep. I could put the gravy on the side.
Sure.
And don't have to serve it on the top.
No.
Okay.
You always have a little pool of gravy to have
oh,
a little
yeah.
pieces
the
of
dipping.
Meat dive into. Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's the best.
Good mash. Now, can I put more than one thing in an oven at a time, or does it kill the cooking time for the other stuff? Like
well,
a baked potato in a roast?
You don't want to overcrowd it, for sure. I mean,
okay.
You could probably start a baked potato and then put it back in, just kind of juggle it a little bit so your oven's not just crammed.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because then it just, you know, there's too much in there trying to cook. It's sort of like when you're frying, you use the third rule where you don't want to cover, you know, you only want to cover a third of your pan when you're frying to keep that heat going.
Oh.
So it's the same thing in an oven.
Is that true? A third of the pan?
Something like that. Okay. You know, and I'm no.
I like that. No, there's no math in Fun Friday.
No, thank God.
You will not be required to do any kind of counting here.
Thank you.
There'll be no long division.
Yes.
No. There's calculators.
Yeah, but
now
never overcrowd your oven.
Okay, is that why there's no latch on it to keep it shut so it wasn't burst open?
Right, exactly.
Stuff it in there and latch it.
You've gone way too far if your oven bursts open and potatoes and carrots are flying out.
Carrots.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you're baking in the oven.
Those vegetables anywhere close to my meat.
So I really don't want to put too much in there.
No.
So if I'm making my roast beast at whatever it is, 400 degrees or 375, whatever, I don't want to have 10 potatoes in there either.
No, huh?
No. Unitasking. Yes. Okay.
And you have a good place to get a roast beast, and you'll be actually there to answer questions. Is that right?
Absolutely. We just opened up PC Meat and Provisions.
Okay.
We're in the Park City Plaza. Right next to El Chubasco, which is another,
food
place to go. And I will be there to assist you with any of your
cooking questions about the roast beast. Can I pre-order or what?
Absolutely. You can call. You can come in. You can get on our website, order from the website.
What's the most popular roast beast?
Well, so far it would probably be the standing rib roast, which is a traditional kind of Christmas roast. Where it's just presented nicely, riding.
Does it have little booties on the ribs?
No.
No, that's turkey. Doesn't turkey wear the socks, the boots?
Turkey socks.
Well, that too. But then we can also, you can French the bones on the prime rib and then put your little hats on it. We don't have the hats. We're trying to get some.
You can't.
Because they are so dang cool.
Well, maybe one of our Fun Friday fanciers out there will have a hat.
I need a craft project. Yes. I've been saying I need something to do. I need a craft. I'll make some little hats for you.
Nice.
The Fun Friday hat, roast hats.
And one is the crown rib roast with pork.
Mm.
It looks like a king's crown, and that's the one you probably have seen with the hats on, and then it's stuffed in the middle with, you know, probably other animals and stuffing, you know, and it's just that it looks so great on a Christmas table.
And the Frenching thing is I learned from another chef friend, it's really not as hard as it looks. You just pull some string around the legs and pull through.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It does not involve your tongue at all. it's pretty simple, and it looks really nice.
You could show people how to do that, too, if they stop by, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. And then can you still buy like a whole cow or something like that?
Yeah, you can buy a whole cow all the way down to an eighth of a cow. We have a really good deal going on right now, a butcher's bundle. It's $160 for 25 pounds of grass-fed Summit County beef. Various roasts. There's about 8 1-pound packages of ground beef.
You're gonna have
steaks.
To come up with some special Christmas butcher paper that says roast beast on it.
Yes. Well, I can do that. I'm headed to the shop after this, and I'm inspired. Grinched up and inspired.
Grinched up.
That is absolutely my favorite movie.
Yeah, what
ever.
Would be in Who Hash? Yeah. You maybe make some.
It's against the law in this state.
We
currently.
Are in Utah. Yeah.
Colorado, go ask those guys.
Yeah. There you go. You can open a couple cans of something, open a can of beans and open some carrots with peas or something and make hash.
Yeah,
I got a feeling
be.
The girls are going to get a Christmas.
Corned beef hash.
I got to go buy one of these crown things and cook it for the girls for Christmas since I have to cook Christmas dinner anyway.
Yeah, as long as you're cooking, you might as well make something good.
I don't think I've ever made one of these things.
Oh, they're
there you go.
And
easy.
My oven works, I think.
We'll want pictures.
The butcher does all the hard work. You just throw it in the oven and have a martini or 10.
Perfect.
And take all the credit.
And take all the credit. Look what I have done.
I am definitely doing this. This sounds delicious. Awesome. Well, you get a fun fact. I didn't look up any meat facts for you, but we have.
We just created Who Hash.
We did.
Yeah, that's
well,
fun.
That's got to be. I mean, corned beef hash is basically what.
Corned beef Who Hash. Make it green.
Exactly.
Do you have corned beef that you can make hash or no?
We don't, not yet, but we will be corning our own beef.
Sometime this summer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When you corn it, what is
it's
corned?
Just a brine. It's basically a brine, and you
salt.
And that sounds better than brined beef hash.
It sells
it
a little better.
Doesn't off the tongue the same way,
right? No. It really doesn't. Doesn't have the pizzazz.
Beef hash. Corned beef who hash.
Corned beef who hash.
Excellent.
I know a butcher.
I love it. Thanks, Chuckles, for coming in. This
my
is
pleasure.
Awesome. You got
my
me
pleasure.
All inspired for my Christmas meal, and I hope we've inspired some of our Fun Friday fansters out there too. And you are over there the Ask questions or answer questions for them, correct?
Yes. And if I'm not there, we will have someone professionally trained, not quite as dashing as I. But there will be somebody there to answer your questions.
Awesome.
I like it. I think you should put a big cardboard cutout of yourself right at the front of the store.
I've been thinking about that.
I'm telling
you. Just a big wave.
With that big white apron?
Yeah, I've got mine specially made. Omar the Tent Maker.
There you go.
Omar. Took down a few desert large
tents.
Group tents and sewed them together.
Just for you.
Big cardboard.
For me.
See, people could stop by and take their picture with you in the cardboard out front.
I will grab a large roast beast and they can have a picture taken with
your butcher.
Yeah, you know.
There you go. Cookies first made in Persia in 7 AD.
Cookies?
Wow.
Cookies. That's where they first showed up.
So the Persians I have to blame for my midnight addiction
Farm.
For
the 35. Okay. Oh, Petridge Farm, that's number on the top 10 cookie sellers of all time.
Wow.
The Petridge Farm Milano, one of my personal favorites, is number 4.
Wow.
And then Oreo coming in at 1. The double stuffed Oreo at 3.
See, that was just a good idea. I'd like the double stuffed Pop-Tart, please. Can you double stuff that?
Yeah.
You can. Kellogg's people, hello.
You can double stuff, you know, and even like as far as the turducken, that's another thing. That's a triple stuffed turkey. I mean, how can you go wrong? The more you stuff things, the better they are.
See?
Except for the oven.
Except for the oven. That's right.
That's what we've learned today.
You were paying attention and there wasn't even a quiz.
Nice.
Do I get bonus points?
Yes.
Sure, why not? Have a cookie.
Thanks, Chuckles, for stopping by to Fun
thank
Friday.
You.
My pleasure.
And exit through the snickerdoodle door.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll be right
Have
back.
A good day.
Join KPCW every Sunday morning at 9 for the Splendid Table, sponsored by River Horse on Main.
Oh, we're going to go shopping. We're going to buy presents. We're going to buy meat. We're going to get Christmas gifts. We're going to go to holidays in historic Park City. So, today, Friday the 13th.
Yes. Frigatristedectophobia. I'm not fearing it.
Not fearing it either. But we thought if you had the fear of cookies, it'd be the nabiscadectophobia. So if your fear is cookies, there you go.
We make up words here on Fun Friday.
Well, that's how they get started, so that's okay. But today is the 13th, so there will be carolers on Main Street from 4:30 to 6:30.
This is great. And do they have the elves, too, on Main Street?
Well, that will be Saturday from 2 to 4. Strolling Santa, Mrs. Claus, there'll be some elves down there at 5 to 7. Again, this is tomorrow. Santa on the Townliffe Plaza. So Suddenly Seeking Santa, that goes under there too. That will be at the Townliffe Plaza 5 to 7.
Santa Watch 2013.
That's
Take pictures, send them to Facebook.
Yeah, Fun Friday.
Fun Friday, and we'll post them.
Oh, we have 110 likes. Thank you, everybody. We have little elves out there taking care of us.
We appreciate all of the fansters.
That'll be fun. Pippi Longstocking is the youth theater at the Egyptian.
This sounds adorable.
These kids are so energetic and so into it. They had stopped by. And they're great.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. They're great, and they're a fun bunch. Pippi Longstocking, it's a youth theater production. It is the 13th and the 14th, and it's at the Egyptian, 649-9371. And you know Pippi Longstocking. I don't remember the whole story, but I know the character, so that's all you need to know.
She's got red hair and pigtails.
Yes. There you go. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's a wild child, is what they said here.
Wild child.
Everybody's favorite wild child.
Yes.
Ah, innocence. So you can head out to Midway for some fun, too.
What's all going on at Midway?
Well, they've got a Christmas Carol dinner theater. It's dinner theater.
Yes.
Maybe they'll have roast beef. It doesn't say. This is in Midway. It's right on Main Street. Uh-huh. It's Midway's own High Valley Arts Theater presents a Christmas Carol. All right, so.
So get in the mood with a little Dickens Christmas Carol here.
Scrooge dinner show fundraising event, gourmet dinner, a performance at Midway Town Hall, live auction of original works of art and other one-of-a-kind items.
I think, you gotta
get. So just go. It's 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Your tale of.
Go to Midway. And that little ice rink, they've been working on that. Check to see if that's open so you can go dinner theater, do a little skating maybe in the afternoon. It's a gas to skate outside.
It's all skate.
It's an all skate. Ladies' choice. Backward skate.
And backwards.
Yes.
I never could do the backward skating.
No, unless somebody pushes me, I can't do it.
I am not a good ice skater. I will admit this right off the bat.
I'm not good, but it's fun.
But I like the hot chocolate, and I like to watch and point and laugh at people.
There you go.
It works out well.
I fell hard once, and I didn't even realize I fell till I thought, my head hurts. Why am I lying down?
Why am I looking at the stars? And those are real stars, or am I just seeing?
It it was daytime stars. It's still fun. So then you can always go to the ice rink here in town, too.
Yes.
I don't know their times, but you can check it out.
Yep.
So you can go right through kpcw.org. You just skate right through and get to the ice rink. And they have information, hockey and curling.
And curling.
So we got to do that again.
It's coming up with the Olympics in Sochi. And speaking of Olympics, we do have a World Cup qualifier right here in our own backyard. We have the FIL Luge World Cup, the International Luge Federation, that's what the FIL is, expects 20 nations competing in the World Cup, typically an Olympic season. The number of participants goes up, so get out there and see these people before they make it to Russia. And event organizers anticipate about 100 to 120 athletes from all over. It is free, our favorite fun Friday word.
That's the most amazing part. You've got the Olympic people, champions, Olympic.
It's like a little Olympic teaser. Plus,
yeah,
these guys,
go.
The luge. I mean, last week there was the skeleton, the bobsled, and we were lucky enough to see a lot of those teams out at the restaurant. So they're cool people. Everybody I talked to was just fun.
So if you're not going to the Olympics in Russia, you can just go up the street. And up the hill.
Yes.
And get the same.
And then if you want, there are VIP passes for $100, which includes special parking, viewing, and food and beverage. I wonder if there'll be cookies. 12 cookie days left till Christmas.
I can't believe that. Just
so you
12.
Can call them at 435-658-4200 and get into the Luge World Cup. Get into the Olympic fervor.
Yes. And then we'll talk about ski jumping, but that'll be later in the month.
Yes, it will.
So, and everybody needs to show up for that. Oh, let's see. Midway.
I'm telling the losers, though, they're inches from the ice. Their face is, like, right there. It's scary. It just seems scary. And they're going, like, 60 to 90 miles an hour.
That's crazy.
Flying through those things.
That's crazy. They're crazy fun.
Wow. Wow. You can view, and you can go see it. It's December 13th. That would be today, starting at 9 a.m. So you can get over there right now. You can be listening to Fun Friday on your way to the Olympic Park.
Wow. And then when they were kids, they got their start when the big brother pushed them down the stairs. And they went, I might as well get a gold medal for this.
Yes.
So thanks, big brother.
In the sleeping bag. We used to do that at my cousin's house when we would go up there we'd get the stairs and the sleeping bag and the amount of bruises that I walked away from Christmas with.
Ouch. Ouch. I wouldn't associate Christmas and bruises, but I guess at your house.
I think it's a sleepy bag. I mean, we got some speed going down the stairs there. They were carpeted, and Carlin and my cousins, Jimmy and Billy, they all they were like, hey, John Small, we'll put him in the sleeping bag and throw him down the stairs. And they only saw me like, you know, twice a year. It was my dad's sister's kids.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they thought of. Hey, how are you this year? Bam.
Bam.
So you didn't take a cardboard box down the stairs like a sled?
No. Well, the sleeping bag goes a lot faster than the cardboard box, I found out. And then you're down piled in the bottom of the sleeping bag when they try to pull you out.
And then they drag you up the stairs.
I did get dragged up the stairs.
Taking your mom out to lunch.
You're going to get more Fun Friday stories that I don't need to express on
I'm
the air.
I'm not even going to share. I'll just go, all right, chit-chat. We're going to have cocktails. We're going to laugh. It'll be fun. Santa sleigh ride at the Homestead Resort through the 21st.
Oh, yes. This sounds really cool.
Oh, yeah, this one's
really
the horse-drawn
sleigh. Jennifer was here last week talking about this, and this is the Christmas card. If you haven't done your Christmas card yet, this is the photo op you've been waiting for.
Yeah, you might want to get that done right away because there's not a whole lot of time to mail those out. Do you still put stamps in envelopes, or do you just take the pictures and send them out as an email?
I'm thinking the electronic Christmas card has probably got to be a lot more popular than the actual mail.
So you can just do it very last second. See the beauty of the internet? It was invented by a procrastinator.
Yes, it was.
That's what I think. I got my money on that. So the Santa sleigh ride at the Homestead, give them a call at 671-9031. You need reservations, but it's a horse-drawn sleigh. And you can visit Santa, so that just chalks up another one for suddenly seeking Santa.
I'm telling you,
it's everywhere.
The pictures, the Santa watch 2013 is well in effect.
Yep, so you got a magical path to the North Pole. I'm going to have to take a stroll over there one night and check
You're
this
close.
Out.
You're close. You live right over that
It's
way.
It's really, really close. So when it gets dark, I'm going to have to go I'm going to have to go
and
sneak
it's close
in
to
there.
Us. I mean,
yeah.
it's what?
I'll take a stroll over and check it out. Yeah, at night. Yeah. So there's dinner. You can just have dinner. You can go for the ride. You can take the family. You can have your own personal thing. You can just jump in with a big bunch of people. I would go with the big bunch of
people. I would definitely do the – and they also have wassail, we found out last week, which is a spiced cider.
Yes.
That sounds delicious.
Yes. Not to be confused with the Peter Doodle where it's kind of spiced and chocolate with a snickerdoodle.
Joe Chili, chocolate snickerdoodle.
Oh,
I'm not sold on the Peter Doodle yet.
No,
like a – that sounds like a Cheeto offshoot, the Peter Doodle.
Peter Doodles. Yeah. Oh, like Cheetos.
Yes.
Oh, I can never eat Cheetos again. I love them so much, I can't stop.
How do you get the orange off your fingers?
You wait 2-3 days, and eventually it goes away. So we'll thank our underwriter.
Oh, yes, and
we'll
have some idiot criminals. Yes, stay tuned. Homestead Resort is proud to support KPCW's Fun Friday. Winter Wonderland activities include sleigh rides, dog sledding, cross-country skiing, snowmobiling, and the geothermal crater. Simon's Restaurant is open nightly, serving home-style dinners. Homestead Resort in Midway, 435-654-1102 or homesteadresort.com.
Oh, the holidays. Does it bring out the best in criminals? Are they holiday-related criminals,
well,
or are they just zany?
This one was – I was hungry this morning, so we had two breakfast criminals. Yes, two people have made our stupid criminal list for their
– at the start of the day.
At the start of the day. Well, this one was a girl, Rose Marie Strait, stabbed a man for not making her breakfast. Apparently, Rose Marie Strait, 39, was charged with aggravated assault and a deadly weapon causing serious bodily injury when she woke up from a nap and was furious that there was no food waiting for her after her slumber. And so, in South Carolina, she decided to go after her boyfriend with a screwdriver.
Ex-boyfriend?
Yes, apparently. But they were able to actually bandage the wounds on scene. He was not seriously injured, and she is now serving time. And then the other breakfast one that threw me for a loop was the... where is it? The couple that called 911 because they didn't get hash browns in their McDonald's breakfast. Yes, these idiots exist out there, and I merely bring these up so that nobody ever attempts to misuse the 911 calling system here in Park City. And Michelle and Nova Smith didn't really get that. They ordered hash browns with their breakfast, and they did not get it, so they were upset. And it's like their quote is, it's just a meal. You get fries with your hamburger. You should get hash browns with your breakfast sandwiches. So she went after the girl that wouldn't give her money back or the hash browns, and also decided to call 911 during that process. And she confronted the manager. There were some customers that also called 911, so the police did arrive to correct
things.
They got
upset over those little frozen hash brown things.
It was cited with assault, and they threw the breakfast sandwiches back at the new employee. It was a new girl that was working the counter. Didn't know.
Oh, they gave her a hard time?
They gave her such a hard time that the cops showed up.
We need to send her snickerdoodles.
She does. But they were cited for assault, disorderly conduct, and throwing food at employees, according to the AP. And then... moving on to Mr. Dupree Johnson, who, once again, they can't wait for their felony mugshots, so they decide to do them themselves. Dupree Johnson charged with 142 felony counts after the cops see his Instagram page.
Is this a felony what do they call it? Felony selfie.
Yes, a felony selfie. We have Palm Beach County, Florida. Dupree is 19. He had a rap sheet including grand theft, burglary, felony, possession of firearms. So what did he post on his Instagram? All of the firearms that he had acquired, as well as $250,000 worth of stolen jewelry from a possible 40 burglaries happening in the community of Bantone
Beach, Florida.
Are they not paying
attention? They're not paying attention
to
us.
But his shots are now worth $60,000 worth of bail money. So, and his Deuce 22 certified Instagram is no longer active.
Okay, I guess not.
We are not. Hey, thank you for listening.
Thanks.
And we want to thank our sponsors, Zermatt Resort and Spa, Homestead Resort, Foothill Oriental Rugs, Wasatch Pub, Squatters Pub and Brewery, Summit County Business Directory, and of course, San Francisco Design and Prudential Real Estate.
Fabulous. Fun Friday, only in Park City, only on KPCW, KPCW Park City. Thanks for joining us. See you at the market. Go eat some cookies, because there's a lot of
12 cookie
days.
You've got 35,000 cookies to eat in your lifetime. Start today.